I want to welcome everyone out to Commissioner's Court. This is our July the 15th regular session. We'll begin this morning by an invocation given by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we just thank you for who you are and what you are, and that you're constant and never changing, that your word is true, and that you're faithful. We ask, God, that you be with us today as we make decisions for our citizens, that you would give us your knowledge and wisdom. Pray that you be with our country, Father. That you just touch each heart, settle each mind, and Father, that your will be done. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There are none. All right. Item 2B won't require any action. Item 2C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
I'll second that.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll's approved. Item D, or budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendment.
Second.
Let me tell y'all one thing that y'all didn't see at the end of it. There are some, we were short in prescriptions, medical, and transport in the jail.
Yeah.
And so we're fixing that. It's right there, right above our signatures.
I put the amendment.
$29,500,
I believe.
Is that going to carry through October 1st?
Yes, it is.
We think it will.
We checked this morning.
$29,500.
I'm sorry, I had seen that today.
Okay. Frank, you made the motion?
Yes.
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. E, or accounts payable?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
We do have additional bills. I don't know if you want to handle that now or after we have more items.
Let's do that now.
Okay. One of them is contingent on item number 11.
Okay. Is that the only other one?
Yes.
Okay.
All the others were contingent on the budget amendments. Here's the originals, if y'all want to see them, but we do need those back, and we can make copies for the record if necessary.
This was a investigator psychologist that we needed, that they needed in a trial in the district court. These are some bills for, like, an inmate medical bill, transport bill, and then that's going to be the Rock Building.
I
Item 2F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, TAC certificates of continuing education for Brandy Vick, Upshur County Emergency Services District Number 1 audit for year ending September 30th, 2015, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Make a motion to accept for recording those items.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Burko to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3 is discuss and take action to accept offer for full struck off amount for property described in tax suit 06-1TX.
Good morning, Judge, ladies and gentlemen of Commissioner's Court. Before you, you have a resolution for 6-1TX, full struck off amount for a piece of property at 1.124 acres or 1 1/8 acres. Your legal counsel, I'd recommend that we accept this deal.
Which precinct is that? Torsley, it's better than that.
Isn't that your precinct?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to accept that bid. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's accepted. Put that on the record. That's an executed copy for you. Okay. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve the 2017 solid waste grant resolution with ECOG.
That is me, and Philip asked me to give some information on that this morning. What this is for us to do countywide dump days that the county offers. We seek a grant from ECOG, and we can do it for 3 years in a row, and then we have to sit out a year as far as applying for the grant. The grant is a $3,000 grant that they reimburse us. We spend the money first, and then I apply for reimbursement, and they send it back to us, to the county. And the resolution has to be approved by Commissioner's Court so that I can turn it in with the grant application, and this is for the year of 2017. So that will start our budget year in October, so hopefully we will have a day for this fall, and we'll also have hopefully a set in the spring is my goal. If not, we'll have two in the spring. That's it. And I would like the court to accept the resolution.
Is that your motion?
Yes, that's my motion.
I'll second.
I'd like it too, but okay.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Groves to approve the solid waste grant resolution for ECOG. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve a request from the Upshur County 4-H Council to host movie night on the square several times between August and December.
I would like to do the movie night on the square, and in August I would like to do a Lilo and Stitch theme.
Okay.
I would like to do the flower necklace and popcorn. In December I would like to do a Christmas theme. I'd like to do hot chocolate and popcorn. And I'd like to do the Polar Express, and I put all fruit, red nosed reindeer, and the Grinch stole Christmas.
We all going to do that over on the vacant lot across the street from the courthouse? Put the movie up on that building? Okay.
And will you be sure that the people that come, that you instruct them to clean up their stuff?
Yes, sir. We'll have trash cans out.
Okay.
And the 4-H will stay up to clean their backyard if there's anything else.
Judge, there's no way I see that we can deny a request like that. I'll move that we allow the County 4-H County Council to host movie night on the square several times between August and December.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Spencer and a second by Commissioner Groves to approve the movie nights. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
I want to say in 4 years, he's the only one I've ever wanted to hug.
Let's give that young man a hand.
Did you have a comment?
Because of copyright laws, you have to have a performance license to do that.
We're not going to charge to watch the movie.
But still, you have to have a performance license.
Okay.
We'll look into that.
Yeah, we'll let them worry about that. Thank you for coming today. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve the petition of by property owners to close Texana Road to the public.
That's me. I've looked into the property on Texana Road at the end. It's a dead-end road into Victor Hill's property. And there's only two other property owners that are involved, and they've all signed off on it. I've talked with the road administrator, Mr. Jordan, to verify that everything's good on easements and that kind of stuff. And so I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and abandon that 1,140 feet of road on Texana.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkley, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to close Texana Road. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's closed. Yes, sir.
Just want to clarify, the entire road is not closed.
No, it's the last 1,140 feet.
Okay. Thank you. Item 7 is discuss and take action on how to pay tolls for transport officers at the Sheriff's Office.
I was approached about that, and the tolls in Texas, we have a toll tag for. But those that are out of state, we have a situation where those officers are paying for those out of their pocket and then finally getting reimbursed later, is my understanding of the way that works. Am I correct on that? And without having a little slush fund or something like that, I see no other way to do that except the way we're doing it, because I don't want a cash flow type situation there. If you know about your tolls beforehand, can you go ahead and be paid for those beforehand?
I don't think that they're going to.
If they're out of state, if you know you're going to have tolls, can you be paid for those in advance?
They can tell us how much it's going to be. How are
they going to know ahead of time? That's true. That's what I'm having a problem seeing, too. So I think the way we're doing it is probably as good as any other way. So I'll pull that one out.
All right. Item 7 won't require any action. Item 8 is discuss and take action to request proposals for county employee health plan. So have y'all both worked on one?
I have the RFP ready. If you do go to do it, I can release the RFP so they can go out and bid.
Okay.
I sent y'all all a thing in email this morning where we received the RFP from ETCOG, an example that we could use if we.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So we.
I've got one from PAC.
Also.
Okay.
I have copies of the RFP for y'all if you want to look at it. Intriguing.
There's been a lot of discussion about reviewing our insurance, which we did 3 years ago. We did it a little bit last year. Glad we've done that. We've saved the county some money. And this is just another leg in this thing to make sure we're doing the right thing and getting the best bang for the buck and taking care of our employees. So I'm requesting that we go out for proposals.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkley, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to request proposals for our health plan. So today's the opening date, July the 15th. I'm going to suggest that we have all proposals back by August the 15th, and then we could review them over the next 2 weeks and make a decision on August the 30th or 29th. I'm not sure which day we meet.
Which RFP packet are you going to use?
The one that Miriam prepared. Are those?
Did you contact the treasurer's office to do that? Or my office or what?
My office.
Your office?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you electronically then also so you can get it.
Okay. So is everybody in agreement with that? Take proposals until August 15th and then make a decision the last meeting in August. Everybody's good?
That's good.
That sounds good.
All right, let's put that one in the record. Item 9 is discuss and take action to approve hiring of a part-time secretary in the sheriff's office. And Sheriff, you want me to attempt to discuss it, or you want to? Nancy Thompson is leaving, and Lana is about to have a baby. And if they don't have somebody for a couple of weeks to try to learn what Nancy and Lana do, then it's really going to put them in a bind. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just a couple of weeks?
2 weeks.
Well, what they're going to do, Commissioner, is I'd like to hire somebody 2 weeks early, get them trained under the people that's actually there, and then that person would actually replace Nancy Thompson who would retire.
Okay, so you're waiting up to 2 weeks before they
adapt. Right. Okay. That gives them 2 weeks to get called up, because in a normal sense, I would have two secretaries there to train, but I'm going to be down to one, and I need somebody there to help.
Salary line item covered, right?
Salary line item's already lower than it should be. I mean, 2 weeks is not going to
make or break
them. They're already going to be broken, probably. But just letting you know, we're going to have to cover that.
Down the road.
Yeah.
I make a motion to go ahead and approve it, because you've got to have somebody in there. You can't have it uncovered.
Need training. I second that.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve part-time help in the Sheriff's Office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to record certification by County Auditor of the receipt of insurance proceeds and to adopt special budget for same.
Is that on the Charger?
Yes, 2013 Charger that struck an animal, $710.62. And it'll be added to the Sheriff's Office vehicle repair line item.
And they have already fixed
it. I would move that we certify the county auditor's receipt of insurance proceeds and place that money in vehicle repair in the Sheriff's Department.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to accept the certification by the auditor of the insurance proceeds and to adopt a special budget for same. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to pay Hawk Security for rock building out of JP Courthouse Security Fund. When we did all of our security, we failed to clarify that's what we wanted to do. So we just need to be clear on the record.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Grove, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to pay the Hawk security bill for the Rock Building out of JP Courthouse Security Fund. And so we saw that bill and we're going to let her pay it now, right?
Right.
Okay. Item 12 is discuss and take action to make changes to the Upshur.
We need to vote on this. We got a motion and a second, but we didn't all vote.
Okay. Those in favor of the courthouse security bill?
Aye.
All right. Item 12 is discuss and take action to make changes in the Upshur County travel policy.
That's mine. I brought that to everyone's attention because right now the per diem on the travel policy is $26 for a day. And the state is at $51. And it's pretty hard to eat going when you travel. And as far as the amount, 51, seems a little steep to me, but I think Ms. Sykes gave me some information and the average of the counties around us was $40.39. I talked to several of the schools, and they're between 30 and 46. So I just think we need to raise the per diem at the beginning of the new budget year. Since we've already paid out some that is upcoming, and instead of having to go back and redo all that, I think in the budget year we need to raise that per diem to almost like $46.
I penciled in 40.
Penciled in 40.
Well, that's why I didn't pencil it in, but that was what was in my mind, kind of meet in the middle with 40.
I'll work with 40.
I'm 40. I'll go
40.
Yeah. Let's go to 40.
All right.
I'll make a motion.
Effective October 1.
Effective October 1, yes.
Linda and I have been wanting to revise our travel policy for quite some time, but we haven't gotten around to it. I just think there might be some areas we can simplify it. You know, in our travel policy, the highest point of confusion is when an employee calls us, okay, I got to leave at 6:30 in the morning to get there. Do I get breakfast? Do I get lunch? What do I get? The IRS, I think, and some other agencies, they say if it's a travel day, you get 75% of the per diem. So if you leave on Monday, come back on Friday, you get 75% for Monday, 75% Friday, the full amount every day you're at the conference. But you know, less any meals that were included in your registration fee or anything like that. So if y'all want to go ahead and vote on the per diem change for the new year, that's fine, but we would like to work on some details in the travel policy and get it to where it's easier for employees to understand. And we deal with these questions over and over and over and over. And we just throw it back at them here, just read it. We can't remember what it says either.
If you adopt these federal regulations you're talking about, will you not still have the confusion when it comes time?
There is much more confusion that we could expand on, but I don't know that we want to get into that today. I'm just asking if we're going to wait until October 1st to change the per diem amount. You know, we might want to bring this up again before then to change some of the other details of the policy.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If we can simplify it, let's simplify it.
Okay, let's do that.
Will you bring us something?
Yes, we will work on it and pick out the areas that we have hard times with and give you all copies, let you know, and we'll rewrite it when the board approves it.
Okay. Sounds good. Item 13 is discuss and take action to adopt a policy to pay county employees all holiday and compensatory time upon transfer to another department, interdepartmental promotion, or demotion. There was a question in court last time about, well, what if somebody got demoted? The wording on the agenda in that meeting was not adequate. At least I didn't feel like it was adequate to accomplish that. And I think I understood what the court wanted to do. So all this does is clarify what we did in the last meeting. We're basically going to pay off comp time and holiday time when somebody moves to another department or changes jobs.
I make a motion to accept this new language.
Second it.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the new policy for comp time and holiday time. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, ma'am.
June 30th? Effective June 30th?
Yeah, that works for me.
The last meeting? I don't think it changes anybody from that meeting. All right, I had an addendum that I didn't get posted until after the first agenda. It is discuss and take action to approve ETEC's proposal to construct underground fiber between the courthouse and the Justice Center, enter into a contract for maintenance of same, and a budget amendment to pay for same. The contracted amount is $13,000 for the fiber to be run, with $150 a month maintenance fee.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We're paying to have the fiber. Is that our fiber? We own it. Is anybody else on there with us?
No.
Okay. I didn't understand.
But it is owned by ETEC.
But we're the only ones on it.
We're the only ones on it.
Okay.
And it will run from this building through the tax office, through through the extension office into the Justice Center.
Okay.
And they will bore and they will run adequate cable so that if we ever decided we wanted to move our data center to the drive-through or the tax office or the Justice Center, we will have adequate cable to do that.
There you go. That'd be the right way to do that.
Yeah, but it's important right now. We are basically at the mercy of the squirrels and the elements and the dumpster trucks and everything that has been getting on that cable. And if it's torn one more time, we may not be able to repair it.
Will they be, the fact that they own that cable, will they be allowed, are they restricted from putting anybody else on that but us?
I don't know.
Do you think if we made that in a motion that they restrict only to us, that they would maybe go for that?
I don't see what it would hurt if anybody else is on it because they're doing the maintenance.
We're paying to have the groundwork done.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
That was my...
Yeah,
I don't...
For the installation.
Have it done.
They're not... I mean, you're going to have a cable running from our data center through our buildings. I don't think they're going to put anybody else on it.
I know. That's just the way I think. They could. They might not, and probably would not. But I'd just like to ask them. But whatever the court wants to do,
I'm going to move that we construct the underground fiber between the courthouse and Justice Center.
Second.
Okay. And we budgeted for this in contingency.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and the funds to be, well.
So we probably need to move it into contracted services.
I think so.
Okay. And is that okay,
yes,
part of your motion?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, is to approve the contract with ETEC to run the fiber optic cable and to make a budget amendment from 409 contingency to 409 contracted services to pay for it. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Can you stick that in there? Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.